Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Wait, who had that prediction?
Playoffstatus.com. It doesn't sound reputable, but Evan Woodbury tweeted out, so I'm trusting it is reputable.
Okay. All right. And they're predicting that the most likely scenario is Detroit and Cleveland in the postseason.
Yep, in Cleveland to start the wild card. That would make Detroit being the 6, Cleveland the 3. The second most likely is that they will be at home against Cleveland, and it's the same odds to play Houston. And I believe that would be at home as well, I believe, at Comerica Park, just how that would stack up.
Okay. All right. Well, playoff. What's it? Playoff what?
Let's see. Playoffstatus.com.
All right. Playoff. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Just what we want. More games against the Gribe. Damn Gribe.
Well, effectively, the playoffs start tomorrow.
Yeah. More games against Stephen Kwan.
Great. We can heap more praise on him.
Yeah.
I saw you do a little fist pump there. Now I understand why.
Yeah, Michigan-Wisconsin, noon start. That is official. Still waiting on the Spartan-Nebraska start time. I'm a noon guy.
You're never happier than when you get the noon start.
I'm always really happy. And look, I get different agendas for different people, but love the noon start. And those that like to pregame tailgate, just means you got to get up early. You can do this. I'll be there whenever they tell me to be there. And I'm happy to be there whenever they tell me to be there. I'm happier when it's noon. So, still waiting on the Spartans in Nebraska. 248-539-9797. All right, so Gator thinks the Lions win tonight. I think Baltimore wins. Who's with Gator?
Come on.
Convince me otherwise. I would love to be convinced otherwise. But it's hard for me to project a 6-loss season and then look at this game and think it's going to be a win. And Baltimore's obviously extremely good. I will be shocked if it's as uncompetitive as the Packer game was, or anything like their last trip to Baltimore. Their last trip to Baltimore was awful. The Packer game was awful. Those are the two uncompetitive games they played in like the last 38 or whatever it is. And so I will be really, really surprised if this one is not competitive. I think we're going to be talking about one play, one moment in the fourth quarter on tomorrow's show. But Gator, you think the Caleb Williams experiment, the way they handle Caleb Williams, is going to be helpful for this game?
Yeah, I think that helps. And I think if you go back and look at the Baltimore win over Cleveland, 41-17 is a romp, but look closer at that game. Cleveland's mistakes were amplified by Baltimore taking advantage of it and having short fields and scoring on short drives. Cleveland also was able to limit to an extent what Baltimore was doing. They had 3 3-and-outs in the second quarter against the Ravens. I'm sorry, that's 4 3-and-outs. In the second quarter for the Ravens. So it can be done. And obviously Cleveland did a great job of limiting the run in that game, but then Lamar was able to take advantage of them in the air, but albeit with short fields. So I think the Lions with having the great kicker that we do, the great punter that we do in Jack Fox, I think they're going to be able to flip the field and take advantage of Baltimore's inability to move the ball forward, and the Lions will get the short fields. Why are you so happy?
I want you to just come take a look because I'm sure it's going to get corrected. The start time for Michigan State, Nebraska is out. It's not a 3:30. It is a 4 o'clock start, so I was off. But Michigan has an interesting opponent for their game. Oh. And I'm going to repost this and see. Oh, the post has been deleted already. I got to screen grab this. Copy image. Michigan's opponent, according to the Big Ten, on Saturday, October 4th, is Wisconsin.
Yep.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yep. We'll play at Michigan at noon on October 4th. Michigan State, Nebraska.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Wisconsin at Michigan. It's already been deleted. I've tried to screen capture it. Let me see if I got it. Michigan State at Nebraska is at 4 o'clock. Night game is Minnesota at Ohio State. So there you go. 248-539-9797. Kang, we didn't get your pick on this game. What do you think is going to go down?
I think the Lions are going to lose, and it's going to be with good effort. I do agree it's not going to be some blowout that we saw last time against the Ravens or even week one against the Packers. I think the Lions show up. I think they keep it simple on offense. I think they learned in Lambeau that, hey, maybe too much information is not a good thing for the new guards, even the center, right? So I think they fare better on the offensive side. I just think the Ravens are too much at home. Lamar's on one at night games in the regular season. I think that it's going to be highly scoring, highly competitive, but not enough in the end. The Lions lose by a touchdown or so. I do think it is maybe a race to 30, whoever gets there first. Mm-hmm. But I think the Lions are on the short end of this one tonight.
248-539-9797. Get your picks in. Jamal's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
Well, Doug, first I'm going to tell you that somebody put some type of paoli in Gator's brownies, because if he thinks the Lions are winning tonight, he's really on one, okay? Lamar's 24-2 against the entire NFC, and we saw over the weekend the theme was special teams and quarterback play. Well, when you got a quarterback that's 24-2 against an entire conference,
does that really matter?
You got a kicker and it does.
Why?
Why? Well, first off, numbers don't lie, gentlemen. Second of all,
hold on.
Numbers are manipulated.
You think that NFC opponents, he it brings out his best?
You play to win the game, right? So it doesn't matter who you play. You line up and you win. Those stats can't be manipulated, guys.
I find it irrelevant, but
it's fine. I think it's 26-4 actually in the 30 games in the NFC. At least that's what somebody texted me.
24-2 as a starter, but yeah, you got it.
Okay. Well, they did lose. They didn't. They're not perfect. So well, I mean, if you want to say the probability is they lose, okay, sure. The probability is. I mean, that's what Vegas feels too.
Jamal, it's interesting because I heard that stat last week, and I heard the Monday night stat. Like, his Monday night stats are off the charts, and I'm like, I'm not sure either of them are particularly relevant, but anyway, go ahead. So what else?
No, I was just going to say quarterback play and special teams have kind of been the theme of the whole weekend thus far. I think that Justin Tucker is also like 90% when it comes to kicking field goals indoors. And he's also got, a little bit of real estate in folks' heads in Detroit.
Games outdoors.
Talk about death by, indoors.
Yeah, well, they're playing outdoors.
They're playing outdoors.
To make what he does indoors.
Oh, forgive me. But I'm sorry, at home, the numbers are still just as good. I guess my whole point I'm trying to make is, we don't have the pass rush on the edges to be able to contain Lamar. I think you're going to see a repeat of last year what we had in the playoffs when we let Jaden Daniels run all around us. Unfortunately, we got a lot of work to do. So thank God it's a long season, and we'll just have to pick it back up when we go beat Cleveland next week. That's it.
Okay. And Justin Tucker's not their kicker anymore.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. That hurts a lot of my argument, I guess, right?
Numbers can hurt.
Okay, Jamal, were you smoking?
No, I wasn't actually.
Look, I agree with you. I just the reasoning.
Using me, I'm being on peyote. Interesting.
So I was trying to. I would debate it in my own head whether or not the Monday night stat matters, and whether or not the NFC stat matters. I brought up the Monday night stat. Remember, we had this debate last week, and I was kind of on the side. I was trying to get you and Kang to convince me that the Monday night stat matters, that he's thrown 22 touchdowns and has no picks. I didn't even bring up the NFC stat because I heard it at the same time there from Adam Schefter, how good he is against NFC teams. And I'm like,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Does that matter? Does he have some sort of superpower, but it where he's even better against NFC teams? They bring out his best? Is it because they're not? The only thing I could say is that they don't game plan him for as much because NFC teams won't see him as often. Like, isn't it like you can have positional games, but be once every 4 years, you're guaranteed to see him.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, Lamar's record on Monday night, I think it's the same
seven
record.
And two. It's seven and
two.
It's
the same thing that Jared Goff's record is on Monday night. So do Goff's stats not matter? What he's done?
Yeah.
Jared Goff has been very good on Monday Night Football. Not only is he winning games, I think he's got a quarterback rating of like 105 in those games. So look, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, they're formidable. They've been a great team for a long time here. It's not going to be easy. Just my opinion. I think the Lions win this one. I think Cleveland showed a way, a path to get things done against that offense. Now, Baltimore scored 41 points in that game, but they didn't do it by having these long, drawn-out drives. They did it because Cleveland turned the ball over, whether it was a fumble or an interception or just a bad punting. Baltimore had good – when they had good field position, they took advantage of it. When they didn't, it was a struggle.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Lions going to win this game tonight. Do you like their chances? I don't. Kang, you got the Lions losing. Gators got them winning. So we're looking for the Gator crowd to rally the troops here, including convince us otherwise.
How many experts do you think tonight will pick the Lions? You know how they do the dig all around the panel? The whole crew, everyone, you know, at the game and back in the studio.
It's a great question. I think they'll get some support.
I don't know how many people make that prediction. If there's like 10 of them, I'll say two.
I think it's something like that, Gator. You're going to be right. Like, it's one of those where it's obvious everyone's going, they're riding one team, right?
Has Orlovsky said anything yet?
He says a lot of things. I don't know if he said anything about this game.
Dan will go on the record yet.
I kind of feel like, I actually think if there's 10 of them, I think it'll be more than 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
app only. Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.